How are you? How are you?
Doing well. How are you today?
Pretty well, man. Can't complain.
Good. Good deal. Thanks for taking a few minutes to jump on with me here.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you reaching out to me.
Yeah, most definitely. Remind me, what city are you? Where are you located at?
We're in the Atlanta area, so
Okay.
yeah, Metro Atlanta.
Nice. Right on. Okay. Perfect. And how long have you been inspecting houses for?
We're going on 4 years, man. Yeah,
Okay, sure.
I feel like time moves by so fast. I had to think about it. Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah, most definitely. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I know you filled out quite a bit of this information here, so I was reading through some of it a little bit beforehand. And then how many people is it you? Do you have people on your team? What does that look like?
So we have a team. Right now it's myself, two other inspectors, and then we have office manager. Well, he wears multiple hats. He's an office manager. He handles our inbound and outbound calls, things like that.
Okay, sounds good. All righty. Well, Dylan, we'll get started. I'll hit record. Well, I think it's already recorded. Hello, everyone. My name is Daniel Felt, and I am the host of the Home Service Pro Podcast. Today, we have with us Dylan Roberts of Onnit Inspections. Dylan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, most definitely. So, tell us a little bit about your company. How long have you guys been inspecting houses? Where are you located? All that good stuff.
Yeah, so the name of the company is Onnit Inspections. We're located in the Atlanta area, so we cover all of Metro Atlanta. We've been in business, and you and I were just talking about this for 4 years, and time has been moving by fast. It doesn't feel like 4 years. That we've been in business, but 4 years, yeah.
Awesome. And tell me a little bit, like what got you into, what led you to start it? And did you start, 4 years ago is really right around COVID 2020.
Yeah.
Were you expecting before? Did you start deering? What led to that startup in that time?
Literally during COVID. So before this, I was in a completely different industry. I was doing healthcare IT, making
Okay.
pretty good money. But with that job, I would have to travel a lot. So I was traveling at the time, maybe 85% of the time, right? It was crazy. But the money was good. COVID happened, and being that my team traveled so much, they extra my team, right? And I was at a point to where, I was without a job. My wife, well, fiance at the time, and I were looking to get married and have a wedding and buy a house, and then I just, lost my job. It kind of put a bad taste in my mouth because I'm like, man, here it is to where, I'm working at a job and I'm putting in all of these hours, because being that we traveled so much, there were weeks where there were 50-hour work weeks and things like that, and I got paid a salary, and then and just got fired. So from there, I knew that I wanted to start a business. I didn't know what though. I ended up talking to an aunt of mine, who actually opened up a brokerage. 20 West Realty is the name of her brokerage here in Atlanta. And she mentioned to me, "Hey, why don't you look into home inspecting?" So I did that. I did a lot of online research, and met with a lot of guys that's been in the field for a long time, and just kind of got started, and here we are now.
Yeah, most definitely. Awesome. Well, congrats on taking that leap. I think it takes two very different mindsets to go from like a salaried employee to being an entrepreneur and taking that leap of faith. So kudos to you to making that shift. I think majority of people would probably just look for a different, salaried position of equal or greater value, right? So yeah, and when you say that you were working 50 hours on salary, I imagine you're now working more hours for equal or less money. That's usually how it goes. Yeah, you leave the 9 to 5 to work 5 to 9 is I think what they say. So
It's definitely it's a lot of work, But it's to me at least, it's more fulfilling. There's a different sense of pride seeing something grow. Sometimes I might find an old notebook where I wrote notes and kind of goals from when I first started. And it's a pretty good feeling to see something's checked off.
Yeah, so tell me about some of those accomplishments. Like, what is, where are you at today? What does your team look like? Like, what are some things that you've accomplished that you're that, if you would have said, told yourself 4 years ago, hey man, here's where you're gonna be in the middle of 2024. Like, what have you guys accomplished?
Yeah, so as far as what the team looks like right now, it's myself, two other inspectors. We have an office manager who he also mans our phones and sends out email blasts and things like that. We're getting closer and closer to the point to where things are kind of just a moving wheel and completely a well-oiled machine. And that's what I initially wanted, right? I didn't want to come into the industry and just be, hey, this is Dylan, and Dylan's my home inspector, right? I wanted people to talk about on it. And I was very intentional on pushing that brand and our company as a whole. So those were some of my goals. And as far as what I'm thankful for is just being able to provide for my family with just home inspecting, right? It definitely grateful for that.
So, congratulations on all that stuff. That's awesome. And being able to provide for family, like a lot of times, like there's such a struggle getting from zero to, one, two, three people, four people on your team. Like those are such large leaps. Like to go from self-employed to a team of four is like way harder than going from like 5 to 10 employees, like those getting those systems and processes in place. So like congratulations on getting that stuff done. What would you say, like in that, I think a lot of people get stuck at owning their own job. You have you're answering the phones, you're doing all the inspections, you're sending all the report, you're doing everything. How, like, what were some of the challenges that you overcame in getting from just, you in the company to having now a team of four people?
Honestly, I think it's easy to put yourself in a box, right? And have quote unquote realistic expectations, right? Like, hey, if I could just do so and so amount of inspections a week and just be able to do this, I'll be okay. And that was honestly my mindset for a bit. My wife is someone who always is gonna help push me to whatever limit that I'm supposed to be at. So I was having a conversation with her one day, and she was like, I feel like you're putting a cap on the potential of yourself and on it. Like, why are you doing that? And I didn't have an answer for it. So now we're at the point to where sky's the limit, and I don't know how big this thing is going to go, but I know that we're going to put in whatever work is required to get to that point, all while keeping our core values, because I feel like that's important.
For sure.
Being accessible to our clients and just focusing and on that customer service aspect of the business.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Congratulations. That's, like I said, it might seem like this is just what you do, but I think a lot of people get stuck way before that. And kudos to your wife for calling you out and saying, hey, time to get out of your comfort zone here. So yeah, I think it
Yeah,
is
man.
easy. It's very easy to get stuck. Hey, I'm making X amount per week or per month. Like, this is great. Everything's awesome. Bills are being paid. And yeah, it is very easy to get stuck in there. For me personally, I've found like having, writing down your goals, yeah, as far as like your 10, your 5, your 3, your 1 year goals, and then writing those down to make sure that you just don't get comfortable in there. And I was talking to an entrepreneurship class at a college one time, and one of the students asked me, like, well, when is enough enough? And it's like, well, it's not about the money. It's about going to your largest potential. It's about pushing yourself to using all your God-given talents to get out there and go. Like, you know, why not use all your potential when, you know, there's only the 40 hours in the week, or, you know, the Monday through Friday hours in the week to get this stuff done. Like, let's give it our all. So kudos to you. Kudos to your wife for getting that done. I'm curious to know, you know, Dylan, what are you doing? Like, it's no secret, right? We're in the middle of 2024 at this time of this recording. Housing market is kind of wonky. Interest rates are kind of like staying high. You know, we went from twos and threes up to 7/8 pretty quick. You know, people, it's weird, right? Like, people are, why would I leave my 3% interest mortgage and to go into an 8, you know, like all these, you know, you'd probably be in a worse house unless you had a major influx of income. So I'm interested to hear, like, what are some of the things that you guys are doing to overcome that and continue to, you know, sustain or grow your business? What I've heard from a lot of people in the home service industry is things just feel stale. So, like, I feel like coming from you, there's more of an energy, you know, of growth, and you guys had a lot of growth in 4 years. So how are things going for you this year? What are some things that you're doing to overcome those challenges?
Yeah. You know, yes, we're not in the same market that we were in a couple of years ago. But there's certain things that we can't change, right? We can't change what the interest rates look like. We can't change that people would rather keep their low percentage interest rate for the home that they're in rather than get a new home. Even if they want to get a new home, sometimes it doesn't make sense. And I get it, right? Even then, still, there's things that I feel is still important to do. So putting out these informational videos on Instagram, you know, that has been one of the biggest things for us that have gained us new business and new relationships with either realtors or potential buyers. Because even if someone isn't buying right now, right? Like even if I'm not in the market to buy right now, if I see something, if I see a video that's informational and I see that this is a company in my area, what people have done is save that video and then reach out to us, you know, and, you know, a couple months after, like, hey, you know, I seen your video a while ago and I knew that I wanted to use you guys to do my home inspection. So, again, I know that the interest rates are frustrating and it's a market that's kind of, you know, it's not the best, but there's certain things that we can't control. So what we can control them.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. So you're using like educational, almost, you know, like SEO style videos to educate people on social media to show that you're a subject matter expert. So that they, when they comes time for home inspection, you're the person they think of.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we try to put out reels, and don't get me wrong, there's some weeks where we're not as consistent as we need to be. Mm-hmm. But the videos that we try to put out are things that would be beneficial to potential buyers, current homeowners, real estate agents, like everyone. Like I personally feel like it's important for everyone to be able to kind of channel their inner home inspector, right? Like, so if someone is going on a showing, if a realtor is going on a showing with a client, this should be stuff that I want my realtor to be able to pick up on. And I want my potential client to be able to pick up on, because we don't want to be the guys that break your heart, right? Like, we don't want to be the guys that, you know, you see a house and you love it, and then we're coming and saying, like, ah, man, there's some obvious foundation issues, or there's some obvious roofing issues, or whatever the case may be. So one thing that we try to do is put out videos like that. Like, we just made a video the other day, and we're pretty much talking about, like, hey, you know, when you're driving in a neighborhood and you're looking at the neighboring houses, if you see that most of the neighboring houses have new roofs, but the house that you're looking at has the original roof, that probably should tell you that on your inspection report, we're going to say something about the roof, right? It's on its last legs probably, right? So just managing expectations and things like that, I feel like that part of it is really, really important.
For sure. Yeah, there's so many things that people just they don't know what they don't know. You know,
Yeah.
they just you know like why like well, they don't even know what to look for. Like they that wouldn't be something, you know, that would even trigger that. And yeah, like yeah, you're talking about like cracks in the foundation. Someone might walk into an older basement and be like, oh, that's normal to see like a little hairline crack there, whatever. And you guys are like, nope, this is like a this huge, huge red flag, right? So yeah, it's very very awesome. And I think in today's world where there's how many years with the content uploaded like every minute on social media, to be giving people value. I know when I started out with Kira Home posting content, like I was kind of like hesitant to like give away like secrets, but then I realized that like the more I told people about like what to look for and what to do, like 99% of people are never going to do it in their own house, you know, from a routine maintenance standpoint. But if for everyone else, you're like showing them that this is a need, and you're showing them more reasons why you're the expert and why they should hire you. And so you're sharing that wealth. Like those are the people that do the absolute best on social media. They're just in the especially in the home service space. They're just sharing all these things that they know, and people are not going to do that. You know, it's very like I would be shocked. And I in the beginning I was actually concerned about competitors, and I'm like, they're never gonna do any of this stuff, you know. So yeah, it's either it's in you or it's not. So yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, congrats to you on you know what you've been able to do with Kira. You know,
Thank you.
since we've spoken originally, you know, I've done my research on you all, and yeah, I love to see where you guys are at. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's you know, I came from before I started Cure at Home, I was working actually for my brother's company doing window cleaning, holiday lights, a lot of like one-time services. And I was wanting to find how can we create recurring revenue in the home service space. And it definitely had its challenges because like there's not very many people like Google routine home maintenance. Like in Minneapolis, there's about 3.5 million people. And like I think when I started out, there was what 18 people a month searching reoccurring home maintenance. So I'm like, this is we're on an uphill battle for sure here. But similar to you, using social media to just educate people that hey, there's a service that out here that does it. There's people here who are genuine. We're sharing, you know, tips and tricks, facts, like did you know? And here's a lot of proof of what we're doing. And yeah, that's done really, really well for us. And we're a kind of unique thing because there's not a lot of people out there doing the subscription-based home maintenance. And so that's really great. But it also has its challenges of getting people like it's almost like two gas stations next to each other do a lot better than, you know, when it's just one out all on its own. And we're currently one all on its own, but we are selling licenses. We've sold 8 licenses to people across the country that are, and we're just training these people in on how to do everything. We show them, here's what we do for marketing. Here's our phone scripts. Here's our SOPs. Here's how you train guys in. Here's our equipment list. And we show people how to add this because it was so many things that we had to learn over the years. And then, you know, if we can accelerate that learning process and make people successful faster, that's one thing that we're focusing on and helping people do. So that's been a, yeah, it's been fun. And that fills my bucket for me. I'm a, like, I actually originally went to college to be an elementary ed teacher. Like I enjoy teaching. Well, I learned very quickly. I was actually shadowing a teacher and he's like, hey, I want to talk to you after class. And I was like, yeah, what's up? He's like, I got really bad news for you. You're not going to be a teacher. And I was like, what? I'm like, what do you mean I'm not gonna be a teacher? He goes, you're gonna teach for like a year and then you're gonna be promoted principal. He's like, your leadership is way too strong. Like he's like, it's great, but you're not gonna be a teacher. And I was like, ah, oh, man. So between that and a few other things, I remember thinking about like my principal, like he'd be there if I went to the gym at like 6 or 7 a.m., he was at the school. If I was at like a basketball game at till 8:39 p.m., he was there watching the game. Like he was there all the time. I'm like, well, I don't want to be that. Like, I want to be a family man. And the way I have it now, like, you know, sometimes when I'm recording a podcast, you might hear my kids in the background because I'm home from Thursday to Monday. I'm home the amount of time that most people are gone. I work from home 5 days. You know, I'm home 5 days a week, and that's to me a really nice little lifestyle that I've been able to create. So I'm thankful for
That's
that.
awesome.
And yeah, it's fun. So Dylan, tell me besides, you know, social media, and I think. You know, I think a lot of people right now are really interested in how are you generating new business? You know, social media has done well for you. I assume realtors, which, you know, for most home inspectors, you know, it seems like I would guess 90% of their business comes from realtors. You know, is there anything else that you're doing that you feel like, hey, man, this has been like top notch for us? I know like a lot of people can run social media. You know, social media can be a huge revenue driver, generator for your business.
Yeah, man. So, like you said, social media. Email marketing campaigns, SEO, but you know that takes a super long time. I actually wanted to pick your brain. I kind of went down a deep dive and listened to all of your episodes, and you touched on geotagging, and I thought to myself, you know, that might be something that we might want to look into, you know, like so, yeah.
I'd be happy to talk to you about geotagging, and we'll talk about it on the show here, because I know a lot of people are interested in that. And but what we found through Kira Home is, you know, we wanted to play the SEO game. At one point, we were spending like $18,000 a month on advertising. I mean, it was big time, right? Like, I felt big time, right? And someone on like my someone listening to this might laugh at me, and the other person might think I'm absolutely insane at that. But we've always tried to keep our marketing around 8 to 10% of the previous month's sales. That's kind of been a pretty comfortable spot for us, you know. So if you did 100 grand the previous month, you know, can you would you we'd spend about 8 to 10 on the next month. Well, what really kind of kicked us in the groin in about 2021 was when Facebook changed its algorithm, and you used to be able to follow people's pixels around for about 28 days. Well, there was, you know, a lot of Privacy Act issues going on, and you probably saw Zuckerberg in the news a lot. Well, they changed it to only be able to follow people around. I believe it, they shortened it to 9 days. Well, our average conversion was on day 21 of following, having our video follow around those pixels or those cookies. So we kind of like, we didn't come to a halt because we had all this recurring, our recurring clients and our recurring, but it was like, it was a pretty eye-opening experience for me. So we started looking a lot of how can we really play this SEO game. And what most people do, like 5, 10 years ago, everyone has like the cities listed on their website of where they work. You know, like, hey, we work in Minneapolis, St. Paul, blah, 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 blah. And for a while that worked really well. Well, if you're not like updating those pages and Google's crawling your website multiple times per day, if you're not updating those websites, you know, everyone has that. They're like, what's the difference? Like, you know, 1,000 home inspectors say they work in St. Paul. You know, do you actually? So what I found is with this geotagging software, you're building more trust with Google, and it's AP integrated in with it. And so what you do is you essentially, if you're on a job, you take a photo of the job, what you're doing. If that's driving, cleaning, a home inspection, replacing a sink, whatever it is, you just take a photo of it and you say, you know, with the app, and it's similar to like updating your Facebook status. So you take a photo and you say, here's, you know, today I replaced a kitchen sink in St. Paul, Minnesota. And that photo goes on Google Maps. And if you actually go to our website, curahome.com, if you scroll on that to the bottom of any of our service pages, you'll see we have this integrated on our website. So it goes on to Google Maps. It updates our Google Business Profile. And in the spring of 2024, Google has released several updates that they want you to be really optimizing your Google Business Profile. And that's easy to upload, you know, update. Just a lot of people are not doing that. So it's going on Google Maps, your Google Business Profile, and it's going on your website as well. And so it's updating your website almost like a mini blog post every single time that you do a job. So for our guys at Kira Home, it's actually gotten to the point where it's a fireable offense if you don't post. Like it's like the equivalent of if you went to a job and we asked you to clean the air ducts and you didn't clean the air ducts, it's just as equivalent of you didn't upload a photo to this because it's so important for us. And we've found the geo grid actually shows you where, like how you're ranking for a keyword in a certain area. And like my favorite like scam email that I get today is like, we can help you rank number one on Google. And it's like, that doesn't exist anymore. Like for what keyword and in what location? Because, you know, like if you're standing in your parking lot, you guys are probably rank out the wazoo for, you know, home inspections. But 2 miles away, are you still ranking for home inspections? And do you rank for like condo inspection or townhome inspections? You know, are you ranking for some of these keywords that are important? So we've played around with it to try to rank for routine maintenance, air duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, AC unit cleaning. You know, some of these key things that people are actually searching for. And it's been really nice to actually get that weekly update to see, like, if you're standing in this location and someone Googles air duct cleaning or routine home maintenance, where do I rank? You know, and it actually gives you an update. So after 4 months, we had at least a 50% improvement. Like if we were number 10 on ranking for that, we were up to number 5. In some areas, we were like 20 plus because we just didn't really ever work there. And so we just started every time we were there, made sure that we were updating that. So that's been a really nice software. We actually sell the software because I have another company called Constant Social. We do social media management. We're doing all this stuff to help people with their stuff. It's $349 a month. And I pretty much guarantee it. Like I don't lock you into a contract. Like I guarantee it'll work if you use it. Like you'll see improvements if you're using
Okay.
it. So
Yeah,
it's a really nice.
I definitely want to talk. I definitely want to talk to you offline, like after this. And yeah, man, because
Yeah, for
we've been
sure.
doing the SEO thing. And you know, it's stick in the mud. It's really, really
For sure.
just, yeah.
Yeah. SEO is, man, it's, I think a lot of people, it's a very frustrating thing. As soon as they're getting it, you know, it's like, yeah, it takes a minute to, it takes a long time. And as soon as you like get something, like something changes and Google changes their rules and all of a sudden you need to adjust. So, but yeah, if you can stay at it consistently and you just continue educating people with videos and blogs, like I think it's really great. You keep on playing these little games of like, okay, I'll put a photo on Google Maps for you. So yeah, it's
Gotcha.
these little games that you keep on playing. So, but awesome. Well, Don, is there you know, as we part here, is there anything that you want to share? You know, you've done a lot in your business. You know,
Yeah.
you've grown in 4 years. You've done a lot. You're way ahead of the curve on your SEO game, educating the people. You know, is there anything else that you want to share? How do people get a hold of you? You know, what is your social media handles for anyone listening?
Thanks for asking. Social media handles is always going to be Onnit Inspection. So we're there
Awesome.
on TikTok, on Instagram. You know, give us a follow. Like again, these educational videos we put out for a reason. You know, even if people are in different states and they can't use us and things like that, you know, it's things that we put out videos that we feel like are, you know, very important. And you know, we're in the Metro Atlanta area. If anyone ever needs a home inspection, you know, give us a call.
Perfect. Sounds good. Well, that is Dylan Roberts with Onnit Inspections. Like you said, you can find him on social media as Onnit Inspections, or his website is onnitinspections.net. Thanks for being on the show today, Dylan.
Thanks, Daniel.